Creation and Fatalism, Bible Students Courses. Course 2, Unit 2, Lesson 6, by Mark D. Vogt. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Another false philosophy used by the adversary to distort the truth of God's creation and sovereignty is fatalism, the belief that everything is predetermined and nothing you do can change the outcome. At first glance, fatalism might sound similar to God's sovereignty. But don't be fooled. Fatalism and the truth of Scripture are not the same. Let's explore the difference. What is fatalism? Fatalism teaches that everything is already set in stone. Nothing that you do matters. You are powerless to influence your life. Your choices are an illusion. Yet it suggests that a cold, impersonal force is running the universe, and you're just along for the ride. In fatalism, there's no purpose, no plan, no love, just inevitability. The problem with man-centered philosophy. Like most world philosophies, fatalism starts with man and works its way toward God, or a godlike force or concept. That's backwards. The correct approach is to start with God, the first cause, and work back toward man. But Western thought has long been shaped by Greek philosophers, Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, and their influence lingers in everything from universities to pulpits. Even many Christians have unknowingly absorbed these ideas. The fatal flaw of free will theology. Most Christians reject fatalism, while many cling to the idea of free will, which is just as flawed. In fact, free will is one of the three pillars of modern Christian theology, alongside 1. The Trinity, 2. Eternal conscious torment, 3. Free will. All three are satanic distortions designed to confuse believers and unbelievers alike. The truth about free will. Let's define terms carefully. Free will means the ability to make a decision without any internal or external influence. If that's the definition, then no human has free will. You didn't choose your birth date. You didn't choose your parents, race, language, or country. You didn't choose the circumstances of your upbringing. And your daily decisions are shaped by events, emotions, and influences you didn't plan. So what do humans have? We have a will, but not a free one. Our decisions are always influenced by something, and God is the one orchestrating all those influences. God is writing every story. Ephesians 1:11 says it best. In whom we were also chosen, being predestinated according to the purpose of the one who is operating all in accord with the counsel of his will. CV. All means all. Not most, not some, not everything except salvation. God is operating everything, including belief and unbelief. Even our decisions are part of His story, shaped by divine placement, timing, and purpose. How fatalism misses the point. Fatalism and biblical sovereignty may look similar on the surface, but here's the key difference. Fatalism versus biblical sovereignty. Cold, impersonal force versus loving, purposeful Father. No meaning or hope versus everything has meaning and direction. Human effort is pointless versus human effort is part of God's plan. No accountability versus complete accountability within God's authorship. No restoration or end goal versus all ends in Christ, God, all in all. Fatalism says, what will be, will be. God says, what I have purposed, I will do, and it will be glorious. Why Christianity fights for free will. Many believers try to reconcile God's sovereignty with free will because they're desperate to protect one thing: the idea that humans must choose salvation. In their view, God must be sovereign, but man must still decide for Jesus. So they invent a theology where God runs most things, but salvation depends on you. This is completely contrary to Scripture. Daniel 4:35. He does according to his will, and none can stay his hand. Isaiah 46:10. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Isaiah 14:24. Surely, as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. Even belief is from God. To you it is graciously granted to be believing. Philippians 1:29. God parts to each the measure of faith. Romans 12:3. Even unbelief is part of the plan. This may sound shocking to some, but it's true. Unbelief is also from God. If belief is a gift, then unbelief must also be part of the story. As Romans 11 makes clear, God has hardened and blinded for a purpose. Even Israel's rejection of their Messiah was written in advance. See John 12, 39-40. God is not hoping people come to him. He is drawing, blinding, revealing, and restoring on his schedule for his glory. Final thought: rest, not resignation. Reject fatalism, but don't run to free will. Instead, rest in God's total sovereignty. He is not a distant force. He is a loving author, writing every life with wisdom, purpose, and grace. Your choices matter because God ordained them to matter. And that's far better than fatalism. It's freedom.